Donald Trump signed an executive order allowing the children of illegal immigrants to stay with their parents in detention centers if caught crossing the Mexican border. Previously, under the White House's zero-tolerance policy for illicit border crossing, there had been a sharp rise in families being forcibly split up. Pictures of tearful children torn from their parents provoked an outcry, though a poll found that a small majority of Republicans supported the policy. Amnesty International said officials had intentionally inflicted severe mental suffering on the migrants.
The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, said his agency would not repeat the mistakes uncovered in a report by the Justice Department's internal watchdog, which criticized the handling of investigations into Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump during the election in 2016. Among other things, it found that James Comey, then the FBI chief, had broken policy by making the investigation into Mrs. Clinton's email server public, but that he had not acted with political bias.
Paul Manafort, Mr. Trump's former campaign manager, was sent to jail by a judge after he allegedly tried to sway the testimony of two witnesses at his forthcoming trial on a range of charges, which include money laundering. He had been on bail ahead of the trial.
America withdrew from the UN Human Rights Council, a body that includes China, Cuba, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and other paragons of virtue. Nikki Haley, America's ambassador to the UN, said the body protected abusers of human rights and was a cesspool of political bias, especially against Israel. The Council's supporters retort that the Council does some good, and that if democracies such as America pull out, it will probably do less.